We are learning Masechta Shchul and Daf Pei Chesam Abayis, and we are beginning one third of the way down Daf Pei Chesam Abayis. The first words on the line are Don Oisar Beklal Prat, and we're starting from Doresh Rav Nachman, continuing halachas of Kisui Adam, and which materials are kosher for Kisui Adam. Doresh Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, Ein Mechasim El Badova Shezerim Boi Metzmiach. You only can use earth, even though we know Ba'afar is the classic way to do Kisui Adam, but Lamaisa, Rav Nachman Chista B'charash Das, it has to be Davka earth that seeds can grow and sprout regularly. And Kamal Afuke, desert soil. Desert soil, desert sand, you can't grow anything. There are some things that grow a little bit, like catkins and things like that, but it's only if you could put a mature plant into the desert and it'll grow, but it really doesn't grow well, and therefore he's been mechadish more than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says anything that grows, I don't care what, it works. He says no, it has to be something that grows naturally and easily, that is kosher, but desert sand is no good. Desert sand is no good for Kisui Adam. Amar Rava, hai borcha. That's a borcha, and that's not true. Like Rashi says, ain't ikka loshan bor. Bor is loshan amaratzis. That's amaratzis. That's not true. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak the Rava, my borcha said. Well, why are you saying it's amaratzis? I know I'm written in LA. I actually told him, how much I'm written in LA. And had a raya from a brisa. The brisa says, someone's in the midbar and he wants to shech this bird, he wants to shech this chicken, he wants to have chicken schnitzel for supper. He has no offer to cover it. He doesn't have any sand to cover the dam. So what did he do? He crushes up a dinner zav. We'll see later on that we darshan that the dinner zav has dinner of offer. So sheikh dinner zav mechasa. He's on a ship and he has nothing to use. He has no offer to cover the blood. So the halacha is. So what do you do? Sarev Talisa, he burns the talis of Mechasa, and he covers it. So Mishnah Sarev Talisa Mechasa, so remember that new kasha. What do you see? L'chairo, if he's in the midbar, what was the problem? Let him just cover it with the earth. There's a lot of sand in the desert. So why are you Mahalach by midbar? He has to crush up a din azav, pretty expensive proposition. What was wrong with the sand in the midbar? Zohar of Nachman, it's a raya from here to what I'm saying, that Eretz Melecha is no good for Kisui Adam. So now Gemara wants to know, Bishlama, I can serve Talisa, I have a makar that Afer, ashes, is good for Kisui Adam. But what's the makar for dinner zav? Bishlam is serve Talisa, Mechasa, Ashkan, Afer, Dekri, Afar. You find ashes, that's called Afar. We'll see. By Paraduma, it's called Afar. So then it's good. Ella, so we understand why serve Talisa is considered sand and earth, and you cover the dam with that. Al dinner zav, and why is dinner zav that you could cover down with dinner zav? Rav Zera, yeah, Pasuk in Iyov says the Afrois Zav Loi, and Afrois Zav Loi is used lashon Afra for Zav. The literal taich on this pasuk is it has an earth of gold, but akaponim we see that we call Zav earth, and therefore it's kosher. It's sufficient to do Kisui Adam with crushed up dinner Zav. Tana Rabbanan, ein mechasim el ba'afar. The Rebbe Shami says the only thing you use is earth. You can also use ashes. Rishon says you can't use ashes. But he still says you could use ashes. Why? We find that ashes is called afar. Shenamah says in the Pasuk, V'lochu l'tamei ma'afar sreifa sachatas. It says that when you take the paraduma, ashes, it says, L'lochu l'tamei ma'afar sreifa sachatas v'asol av ma'achayim al-keli. You put it into the keli and you spritz this mechatas onto the tamei person. So what do you call it? Afar. It says, ayin fei reish. That's sreifa sachatas called afar. So you see it's called afar. So it's a raya that can be used for kisei adam. It's called afar. Beis Shammai says, no, Afar Sreifa Ikri. It's called Afar Sreifa Sachat. It's called Afar Sreifa Ikri. Afar Stamala Ikri. So the Gemara Vaiter, that's what Beis Shammai says, if you use Afar, if you use ashes. So the Gemara Vaiter, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Haisifu Alein, we added more different type of materials, substances, to be used to cover the dam. What are the things? HaShachar, VaKochal, VaNikras Pesulim. Shachar is ground up coals, like charcoal, and kochal is like eye makeup. The nikras pisulim is things that you scrape off the rechayim. You have the millstones and they're getting stuck. It's not so sharp anymore. So you scrape it off. And that sediment, that could be, with that, you could cover the dam. The yeshrim, afar zarnich. Zarnich is something called, Targum calls it arpiment. It's something you use usually for dye or for ink. And it's made out of like metal, moldy metal. That's what arpiment is. So even that could be used to cover the dam. It must be, you have to say, that Chazal knew it, all these things, something grows in it. That's what they could be used. Amar Rav, once we mention Afar Va'efer, we're going to mention now a few of drushes little guy at the Gemara. Omar Rav, b'schar sh'omar Avram Avinu, v'anochi efer ve'ofar ve'efer. B'schar the anivus of Avram Avinu. He said, I'm ofar ve'efer. Because of that, there was zecha bono of shtei mitzvahs. There was zecha two mitzvahs. Efer paro, which is the para aduma ashes, v'ofar soita. And the afar soita, which is the sand of a soita, which you use to drink for the soita. What about offer kisei adam? Offer kisei adam also is offer. What is that mitzvah? The Gemara explains it's very different. The difference is like this: the parah aduma was a special mitzvah for him to get. You know why? Through him saying Avraham Avinu saying, "I am nothing." He was zeicha to efer parah, which purifies people, and soita as well. But offer soita also it brings shalom ben ish to ish. So these are things that he was zeicha for a special mitzvah that has certain components to it that gives him hana. Masha inkein kisei adam is different. It says hasam hechshes mitzvah ika hana leka. By kisei adam, all it is the mitzvah, but there's no hana. You get no hana for kisei adam. All you have is the hana, is the mitzvah, but nothing else. No other side hana. Like by if a part of side hana is tum v'tayra, and if offer soita shalom bayis. Masha inkein by kisei adam, it's when it says hechshes mitzvah, it's lavdak hechshes mitzvah. There it's really a mitzvah mamish, but compared to other things, it's a hechshes mitzvah because it doesn't have the other hana as other mitzvah. When Avraham Avinu went and he saved Lot and he captured all the Malachim, including Sodom, a bunch of kings, so really he had the right to take all their possessions. And Sodom even said, "Here, you take all the possessions, you just take all the rechush, and I'll just give me the people." That's what he said. But Avraham did not want to take it because he held there was a little bit. They don't take from other people. It's a little bit of exile, even though it wasn't exile because he won the war, but he felt a little element of exile. And therefore, he didn't want to be like Rashi says, the Rosh Lohanis Benai Gezel. He held it was an element of Gezel. He didn't want it, even though it wasn't really Gezel. But it was a special schos, special Flim Meshura Sadin. So he said, "I'm not going to take a string until a shoelace, nothing from you." So because he said that, he was zeicha certain mitzvahs. The mechut ba'atzurecha now, zochu bonum shtei mitzvahs. L'chut shal tcheles. He was zeicha to the chut of tcheles, which you put on the blue wool, which you put on to our tzitzis. V'ritzua shal tfilin. And the mitzvah of tfilin. So b'sum shuwa shal tfilin. We understand the benefit of that. Ksiv a roll kol ami aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha. It says that everyone sees the tefillin and they're scared of you. So you got this component of being. You got this thing that they'll be scared of you. V'tanya, let's go to emer. El tefillin shavroish. That's tefillin shavroish. El chutzal tcheles mayi. What exactly is the point of the chutzal tcheles? What is the gain of chutzal? Tanya, look at the brayso. My answer is like this: the Brayso Rebbe Yomer Manish Dan Tcheles called Tzvoinim. What's different Tcheles from all the colors? Because Tcheles Demel Yam, Tcheles is Demel to the ocean. But Yam Demel Rekia, and the ocean is Demel to the sky. Rekia Demel Evan a Sapir, and the sky is Demel to the sapphire stone. Evan Sapir Demel Kisei Kavod, and the sapphire stone is Demel to the Kisei Kavod. The Chsev Yiru. How do you know that the Kisei Kavod is similar to the Sapir? Yiru Ace Elkei Yisov a Sachas Raglov says the Sachas Raglov lives a Sapir, and it says. It's similar to the Shemaim. So the blue is like the ocean. The ocean is like the sky. The sky is like the sapphire stone, and the sapphire stone is kisei covered. And the chsiv can marry him sapphire the most kisei. So therefore, what? Therefore, Rashi explains because Baruch Hu mistakel the kisei covered. He remembers the mitzvah. He remembers you're doing the special mitzvah of tcheles, and then it'll be dan yul lefilim mishur zedin. It'll be a schus for klai yisrael. So therefore, the Mar's question was: I understand the gain of tefillin because people are scared of you. What's the gain of the tcheles? Is you know what the gain of tcheles is? Because now Hashem will look at you with a good eye. He looks at his kisei covered kavayochel and he sees the blue color. He remembers klai yisrael was behind the mitzvah tzitzis, which is shakel kenei kol mitzvah of Torah. And he is oyer l'rachem and for no reason on Klal Yisrael. He's misoyer l'rachem him. And that is the special schus that we have from the tcheles. And that was the schus that Avraham Avinu brought down. Mechut v'atzrei chanal, both these milas. The mila chut shal tcheles, the mitzvah chut shal tcheles, the mitzvah shu'at shal tefillin, which we gained from until today.